produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, everybody. It is Reverend Carla J. Oles. I am so glad that you all were able to join me today. As per usual, I have a fantastic guest for you all today. Oh, my gosh. I hope you got your pens, your papers ready. I hope you have your spirit open and your heart ready to receive. And I hope you got your mind right. Because this lady right here, she is going to get us in order. As the people say, she about to get us all the way right. So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Wherever you are in the world, I greet you. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to get started this morning, this afternoon, this evening. First, we're going to get started with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, O God, first of all, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your love, your peace, your mercy, your joy. I mean, God, we just thank you for it all. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we just want to praise you, lift you up, and glorify you, Lord. Lord, we glorify you, and we thank you for Kayla Padgett. We thank you for Josie and Josie's inspirations, Lord God. We thank you for Lady Tangie Franks, Lord God, as she is going to be the vehicle that you use today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her willingness to serve and to be of service to upbuild your kingdom here on earth. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Miss Franks, are you there, Miss Franks?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I am so excited, so excited. So
awesome.
I met Lady Franks on the Lady Tangie. I like Lady Tangie. Met Lady Tangie on social media, either Facebook or Instagram, one of them. And we just connected. And it's just amazing and it's wonderful how God connects God's people together to make sure that his light is shining. So, Lady Tangie, tell us about Lady Tangie and how you got to where you are and what you do. And just go ahead and I'll chime in as you go.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I want to give it back to you for thinking of me to be able to get exposure to opportunities and access to things that mobilize our community and uplift and build small businesses and our, you know, up-and-coming startups and entrepreneurs that are looking for access and opportunity and leveraging the skills and our directions that they really are channeling to be passionate about. So for me, I come from a corporate background. I was working for a Fortune 500 company, and in that position, it was workforce development. I'm born and raised in the heart of the Bay Area, which is Oakland, California.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. So in that role, I became a very skilled problem solver, somebody that made impact within the community. I totally enjoy the public sector, and I am relentless in my commitment to social change. So being able to boost the vast professional background that I had allowed me to create programs and scale all over different counties and states, delivering recruitment opportunities and creating economic accessibility to develop technical assistance for low-income areas that were looking to launch projects and create opportunity for job seekers. So I marginalized those opportunities, and through that process, worked with lead pioneers in the city of San Francisco, worked with a lot of government agencies, and so between sourcing and hiring and creating market development, it essentially allowed me to show my vast experience being certified in many areas throughout my experience. And so I just believe that, you know, it's our human obligation to build and empower our communities to ensure equal access. So creating an exclusive, I guess, culture really reactivated the humanity of richness that I want to make sure that is being seen, that is being embodied and allowed to have a clear dialogue with transparency, creating, I guess, a powerful mechanism of change. So that's a little bit about me.
So basically what you're saying is with your education and your experience, you want everyone to be financially equipped and financially stable. Is that what I'm understanding?
Absolutely. Providing an opportunity space for people to have equal access to understanding the financial literacy and leading them to edge solutions that can transfer power to their benefits, whether it's home ownership, whether it's leveraging your credit, whether it's leveraging business funding and so forth. I think that it's time for us to have a space to be seen and be heard and show the richness that we have.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So right now you currently own your own company, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So my company is called Empirical Wealth Capital. So yeah.
So how did you transition from going from the corporate sector into your own company, your own business?
Honestly, it was a no-brainer. I think closing out on million-dollar projects, helping Fortune 500 companies even scale even in the power of what they already had, sitting at the round table and having accessibility to power allowed me to know that I was the driver of the options that were happening. And so if I could do it for someone else, why could I not do it for myself? And actually make impact in areas that really I was passionate about or I felt that people were deserving to hear.
Okay. Now, as not only a female, but as a black female, how has that transition from, let's say, the Tangie at 18 into the Tangie that now has her own company that is able to empower and mobilize others? Can you tell us about the Tangie at 18?
Wow, that is taking me way back. But I think that it's exciting to hear about that. So let's talk about it. So the Tangie at 18 was very just optimistic and just too open. You know, just life obstacles didn't exist. Very passionate, very sincere, very goal-driven. A lot of the skill sets and the accountability I had at 18, most 18-year-olds didn't have that. I was already transitioning into careers prior to people just going into college and so forth, which I went to college as well. But I was already in the business mindset at a younger age because my parents owned businesses. Everyone around me were owners, you know.
Okay, and so stop right there. Okay, stop right there. So with you coming from the environment, which is atypical from a lot of black families, so you did come from an environment where your parents were also entrepreneurs and business owners, correct?
Yeah, so I was blessed with two sets of parents. So my biological mother, which is like a Renaissance leader, she was part of a great movement, and it sparked the free lunch opportunities throughout the world. And so that empowerment and that strength and that perseverance guided me to be strong and stable enough mentally to, like, endure anything. And so dealing with that dynamic and dealing with the single mom and seeing the adversity and seeing the challenges, but the sustainability and the consistency allowed me to have different angles of perspective. As I transitioned into my adulthood, I was blessed with parents that were very business-oriented, very business-savvy, that were making high strides in the community and just was a powerhouse to collaborate and or to know. And so I've had the best of both worlds. Like, you know, having a Renaissance mom that's part of the Black Panthers movement, that is educated, that is dominating in the community, that is persevering through any struggle that, you know, most single moms go through, and just standing tall and standing firm. And then I have my adult parents that are business oriented, very savvy, taught me the core things and integrity and character, within doing business and what does it look like? How do you get started? And what are the formalities that you should look for and how to process? So having a mixture of a community that I have has definitely groomed me and showed me exactly what life really is. And it's not necessarily a monetary thing. So, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go to the Tangy right now. How does the Tangy right now, what does the Tangy right now look like?
The Tangy right now looks like I am creating communities and space that are committed to inclusiveness and innovation, whether that's business planning or development of drivers to establish cultures, or educating platforms.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. What does the Tangy at, let's say, 70 or 75 look like?
Honey, she looks sassy. She looks energetic. She looks full of richness, of life, prosperity, traveling globally, just, you know, having that open stage to do more TED Talks and have more space to create of movement, of inspiration and innovation, but through the power of spoken word.
Yes, ma'am. I cannot wait to meet the Tangy at 70, 75.
Yeah.
I'm sure at that point we will be traveling the globe together, ma'am.
Okay, let's go.
Whether on your private jet or mine, we will travel together. So, to let the audience in on the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago. We talked about just women's empowerment and how important it is to empower women in our community, and especially our little girls. You have a daughter. I have two daughters. And letting our girls know that how important financial literacy is for them. So do you have a type of plan or something that you specify or even have advice for women currently and then women who have children, who have girl children?
Wow, that's such a broad question that could come from different angles and different perspectives. So I'll tackle the beginning of it. Let's break that down. Let's do one question at a time so I can make sure that I embody what you're saying, that I'm giving true wisdom and making sure that we're setting the trail for these proud women that are to come from our lineage.
Okay.
So the first thing is empowering women. Let's talk about that. I think that it's a lot of value to be powerful enough to diversify the chance of opportunity with embodying the achievement of women. I think setting the standards and creating those dreams and making it visible and creating a space where people are able to raise their voice and not be shut out without being heard. I think my dynamic platform allows for women to succeed and not just in the moment, but longevity. And in that success, what does that look like? That could be personal. That could be financial. That could be inspirational. That could be spiritual. It just depends on the journey and the walk that you're having and the success that you're looking for. You know, being a woman is very tough and ambitious. Being a Black woman, you learn to develop core skills of resiliency, even when you're silent. And I think that a posture that we have at that moment is the course of action that is intimidating because you can't necessarily dictate or determine what the results will be. The only way to see the action from that is what is being given and shown. We are very strong. We are changing the world. We are creating our own perspective. We are putting our own stamp on the world, and that is very authentic. We could do anything. As long as we set our mind to it and we keep uplifting each other and building and working together, I think it's limitless. But what I love most is when I see young girls go out and grab the world and not get caught up into labels or get caught up into the idealistic views that the world might place upon them and give them that kickstart for them to be that phenomenal woman, to be that what is matters the most, which is being placed in a world where you belong. And that is created by the decisions and the development and structure from, you know, coaches like myself that actually give the perception and the exception to be able to go out and know that you owe nobody nothing in life but yourself, and to feed and to be a vessel for others that are looking to have that inspiration or looking to have that civilization of perspective to own what is occupied in most spaces.
Hey, Tangie?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay, you went out just a little bit. So, you said and own, and you went out right after own.
Okay. So owning the space and creating the evolution to civilize the authenticness of what women bring to the table, no longer feeling like they can't occupy a space that we are deserving of, or recognizing how, you know, being a feminist and equality and humanity of, you know, understanding that, you know, dominating the world doesn't have a gender. It just has a perspective. It has a direction. It has a strength. It has an intelligence. It's fearless. And so we just want to make sure that we are coaching women and young girls that are coming up to have an opinion, to have a space to feel that richness and evolve.
Gotcha. I got you. Okay. Okay. Well, I am so excited and delighted to talk to you. Like I told you earlier, I really feel like this has been a special treat, a very special treat for me to be able to talk to you, because that has been one of my special goals, is to make sure that financially my children, the girls and the boys, are equipped for what happens in the future, whether it is acquiring rental properties, acquiring insurance, just making sure that they are financially literate. A lot of times, especially in the Black community, we are not taught about going to the bank. We are not taught about interest rates and credit card scores and what FICO means, and we get caught up when we go to college with getting credit cards and not realizing that you may spend $200, but it may cost you $2,000 in the long run trying to pay $200 back. You know what I'm saying? With the late payments and the compounded interest and and all of those things that can come along with that, a lot of us are not taught the mechanics of how that works and how that takes place. So now that we know, as Maya Angelou said, the more you know, the more you we do what we know. We know what we do. Oh, now that we know better, we do better.
Absolutely.
So, yes. So now that we know better, we have got to do better. Thank you so much, Tanji. Is there anything else you want to say to the people? Oh, and don't forget, make sure you let us know how we can get in touch with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You touched on some topics that are in my criteria, and I think that it's very important that we identify some of the things that we could do different in preparation of raising our kids with the financial literacy tools for them to be successful and sustainable. And key things of, you know, understanding what a business plan is, understanding what budgeting is, understanding what debt payoff really looks like, compounding interest and so forth, and emergency funds and retirements and IOAs and all these great things, and understanding what is a FICO score, understanding how to mobilize things and what is great with that opportunity. And so for me, and some of the financial management and investment wealth opportunities I offer in programs, we teach our young and we teach our adults as well, because it's a commitment to the family structure and the leverage and the lineage that we are leaving behind. And it's our responsibility to educate our community and our tribe about credit scores, about understanding debt payoffs, understanding how to invest and how to do loans. You know, people think that, you know, going to get a secured loan or unsecured loan is a profitable thing. No. If you have whole life insurance, you borrow from yourself. You don't borrow from anyone else. Why? Because you pay yourself forward and you help your credit, and you are able to monetize on the interest rate that is occurring, so you don't get into high compounded interest. So it's understanding the tricks to be able to invest within yourself and not feel like you're out there trying to figure it out when it's already been figured out for you. And so what I'm really passionate about is making sure that we understand about estate planning, that we understand about will, trust, and power attorney, that we understand about budgeting and savings and so forth, and understanding the difference between a personal account and a business account, how a personal banking does not solidify and or help you. More or less, getting a secured loan would help you versus getting a secure credit card. Why? Because now you are now setting yourself up to be able to go into banks for business funding, because they see that you're able to maintain and or get more opportunities because you're successful and sustainable in the measures that you're taking. So it's changing the minds of how we think is how we're going to move forward. So if you guys would love to connect with me, I would love to connect with you and have you part of my community and so forth, and build and grow and teach and inspire. You can find me on a lot of social media platforms, but I'll just give you a couple just for the time sake. You can find me on Instagram at The Real Tanji Franks, and Tanji spelled T-A-N-G-Y Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S. Or you can find me on Facebook at just Tanji Franks. So there's so many ways to connect with me, but those are areas where my team leads are constantly in communication and helping and serving. And that's what we do. We educate, we serve, and we put you in position to be successful and sustainable. So definitely reach out, or you can email me at info@empiricalwealthcapital.com. And also I'm very responsive of all three areas. So looking forward to connect with you guys, and thank you so much for the opportunity to speak and share in this message of giving financial goals and literacies and inspiration and empowering women to be successful and be all that they can be.
Well, Tanji, I just want to thank you so, so very much. My heart is so full right now. I got so much. I mean, I'm going to have to call you back myself for a private 30-minute consultation or something.
Queen, and I'm open to receive it. And it's just an opportunity to share in the time with you. I really appreciate it.
But But my goodness, I am just so full right now. It makes me feel good that there are, as much as we see the media and the television portraying black women to always be mad and angry and fighting on the TV, there are black women who are out here doing the daggone thing. There are black women who are out here raising their families and working and being productive. And as you said, just educating. And that's what is important, at that is that we are out here educating. I've been a stay-at-home mom for about 13 years. And I made a statement to a lady one day right after one of the times when I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. And I said, oh, well, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. One thing she taught me to say was, Carla, God created you to be who you are, where you are. You are not just anything. So whether you are mopping floors, you are not just a janitor. When you go to clean houses, you are not just cleaning houses. God created you to do that, and at that point, you are to do the best that you can and do it unto the Lord, because God didn't create you to be just anything. And that is something that, Tangie, I'm so excited about, is you are not just a financial planner. You are not just an educator, a financial literacy or financial educator. You're not just the anything. We are out here and we are doing it. We are doing it to the glory of God and building up God's kingdom. Thank you so, so much. And I think it was you, Tangie, that had a Facebook post that said, I serve a limitless God.
Yes, that was my quote.
Yes. That's right.
I meant to be part of it.
Uh-huh, we are limitless. So thank you so much for joining us, Tangie. If you all would like to reach out to me, my website is Carla, C-A-R-L-A, J, the letter J, olds.com. If you'd like to send me an email or anything, please feel free to send it through that site. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We're going to pray and wrap up. And Tangie, thanks again so, so much. You have accomplished what needed to be accomplished. You have empowered, inspired, and uplifted our listeners today. Thank you so, so much.
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I think that you're inspirational to have a platform like this where people can speak over the variety of those that need to hear and receive the message. And I think that it's such a dynamic platform, because it's not just about one specific area. It's talking about everything that matters in the community of space of women and black families and richness and equality. And that's just something that we don't have enough of. And so I'm so glad that you have a space to be able to bless those that need to hear, to give them that inspiration or direction. And so I commend you for creating that critical area that was needed, even in this pandemic.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am going to have you on one more time, probably in January, so we can talk about preparation for the upcoming, for the 2022 year, and how we can prepare financially. So I know you're going to be out and about and taking notes. So give me a little corner of your journal so you can take notes, so that when I have you on in January, we can talk about the financial outlook or the financial perspective for 2022, especially with the housing moratorium is to occur at the end of October. So especially with having you on after that. Thank you so, so much. Okay, everybody, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for today. We thank you for your grace, your love, your peace, your mercy. Oh, my gosh. God, we are just so thankful and grateful. Thank you for the information, Lord God. We thank you that you are strategically placing women, black women, and just people in your place, in the places where you would have us to be strategically, so that we can glorify you here on earth, Lord God. We thank you once again for Josie's Inspirations and Kayla Padgett, Lord God. We thank you for the women that they are in the community, and not just in the community, but globally. We thank you once again, O Lord, for what you've done and what you are doing in our lives. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Well said.
All right, Ms. Tangie Frank, thank you so much for joining us, and I will get back with you very, very soon.
Sounds great.
All right, bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.